Und Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. And we learned that there were four chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, a big area where they had these fires. They used to warm up the kohanim, their feet. And we said, and we had the problem is we have a stira. We had a stira between Masechta Mid and Masechta Tamid, where exactly this room was. The room of Tloyim, where they sent the kohen to get the sheep, where exactly this room was. So we had in one place where it says that the room was, the southwest corner was where the Lishchas HaTloyim was, the southwest corner. And previously we had that the Lishchas HaTloyim was the northwest corner. So one place we had it was the northwest, in Tamid we had it was the northwest corner, and in Midas we had it was the southwest corner. So it's a kestira but two mishtas. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, first Rav Huna's answer, five lines on top. Man Tan the Midas, that the author of Midas argued, the Gemara, Mishnah Midas argued with Tamid, because who's the author of Midas? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi. The author of Midas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Mela, he argues with the Gemara of Tamid. How do I know that? Now we learn in the Mishnah, Ezra's Noshim, the Ezra's Noshim. How long was the Ezra's Noshim? Was Meya, Vishloshim, Vichamish, Al Reichim, Meya, Vishloshim, Vichamish. The Ezra's Noshim was a square 135 Amos by 135 Amos. There were four rooms, four chambers, but Dalad Mikza, the four corners. What was the purpose? So the Reimis Mizrachis, the southeastern corner, Hayalishchas Hanazinim. The southeastern corners where the Nazidim used to put their hair, Shasham Nazidim of Vashim and Shalmeim, that's where they cook their Karmishlamim, Umigalchin Sidim, they shave their hair, Umishalchin Tachas Adud, and they place it under the pot to boil and to burn the hair. That's that Mizrachi Tzvoinis. Then we have the northeast corner, Hihoysa Lishchas, what's that? All of the Hihoysa Lishchas Aitzim. That's where there was it. Shasham Kaini Balimumim Aimdim, they're the Kainim who had flaw of defects, who couldn't do any Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to stand there, Matlin Be'etzin. They used to check all the wood, see if any worms were crawling inside. You call ages, but the last puzzle, the Gabim Mizbech. Any tree that had worms inside, is puzzle Mizbech. Tzvoinis Maravi is the northwest corner. He hoists the Lishchas HaMetzayrin. That's where the Lishchas HaMetzayrin, that's where the Metzayrin used to go in and go to the mikveh before they went and stuck their thumbs out to get by the crane poured on. Maravi is Dremis. What about the southwestern corner? Omar Ablazan Yaakov Shachachti Mahoysim Misham. Yaakov, I forgot what it was serving for. The fact that it says here that he forgot means that the entire Masechta Midas is all written by Ablazan Yaakov. Abba Shal Aymashal disagrees. He says that was where they kept all the storage of the Nesachim. Bayi Nois the Yain Beshemin. That's where they kept the wine oil. There's Nikras Lishchas Bayi Shmanya, the house of oil. So the fact that said Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said I forgot means until now who was talking till now? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So the time Midas ben Yaakov. Therefore Midas, he says that the room of the Tloyim was in one place. Up is different than the second Tamid. It's a different author. No big deal. That's what I'm saying. So it's not a state of two missions, it's two different time. And we know that Masechta Midas is Elazar ben Yaakov. And because of Elazar ben Yaakov, he's one who holds that it was in the southwest corner. Not like almost that it was in the northeast corner. Okay. So the Gemara, now this is where we stopped yesterday. Hachinam Mistabra, it actually makes sense. It makes sense that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I'll prove it to you that this goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How will I prove it to you that now we learn the Mishnah? Kol Haksoli, we learned in a Mishnah, we learned this is Masechta Midas, and we're going to prove that the entire Masechta Midas, the author is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because one of the dinim mentioned in Masechta Midas will only work according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the story? What's the din? It says in the Mishnah, Kol Haksoli, Mishahoyu Sham, Hoyu Gevoyin, all the walls surrounding the base HaMikdash were tall. Chutz Mekoysel Mizrachi, the eastern wall. The base HaMikdash's entrance was on the eastern side. Harazesim is on the eastern side. And we know when it comes to Parah Duma, the Kohen standing on Harazesim has to be able to see towards the oil moed. I mean, nothing can be blocking. And we know that the Beis HaMikdash is on a mountain. So every section of the Beis HaMikdash was higher, stepped up in the section below. But we also know that the entrance of Shaar HaMizrach was 20 amas high. That means that if the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash is 20 amas high from the first gate, that means that the highest point, the Heichel, couldn't be, still had to be within the 20 amas if you wanted to be able to see. since if you hold that the Beis HaMikdash itself, the room that starts the Kodesh, it was more than 20 amas above the bottom of the Har HaBayis, and standing on his eyes, you can't see. So it had to be less than 20 amas, at least, let's say half, 19 and a half amas. Oh, the half an amma that if you're standing in the right direction, you know, straight across, you can see into the Heichel. So the Blessed Rebbe Yaakov, as we'll see, is going to hold that as 20. He holds an extra step between the Ezer Yisrael and Ezer Koini, which is an extra amma, which raises it to 20 and a half amas, which means you couldn't see across to the Heichel unless the wall, this entire eastern wall, was lower than the other walls. I know that according to Chacham, hold 19 and a half amas, you didn't hold that step there in between. Then you could have, the walls could have been just as tall as everybody else. It doesn't matter, because you can see right through the opening. Who cares how tall the walls were? There's a doorway, right? The doorway was 10 amas high. So if you had a straight line of vision, and if it was 19, if you're 19 and a half amas level, you can see straight into the Heichel, because there's a half amas that was parallel, they were able to see across. Says the Gemara, Kolak Solon Shoyisham Hayagvayin. All the walls are tall. Chutz Mekaisel Mizrachi, except the eastern wall. Shakoyin Asayid Vesapoda. The Koyin burning the Poda. Duma Oymir Bar Mishchas Tanin Harazesim. Umechavin Veroye Keneged Pischa Shel Heichel. He has to be able to see the entrance. The Heichel B'Shas Adam Bar is praying the blood. Nu. So Hainot Sabelezim and Yaakov. But now we learn Kolap Sachim Sham Hayagvayin Esim Amma. Every entrance was 20 amas high. So the very first entrance on the eastern side was 20 amas high, and if you tell me the wall had to be lower because it was blocking the view to the Heichel, must be that it followed the Yaakov. Why? The Reich of Neser Amis, and the width was 10 amas. And this house is why the Yaakov and Tanakh. We learn in the third place, Lifnim Imenu Seidig. Okay, once you entered the Har HaBayis, in front of that was a Seidig with that lattice fence. Yesterday, Paspis was not a lattice. Paspis was your right, it was just posts. Seidig is a lattice, but Tanan, and we learned Lifnim Imenu Achel. Before that, there was the Chel. Eser Amos was 10 Amos long. Then Vishtaim Eser Milas Hoyisham. There were 12 steps. Each step was a half an Amma eye. So that gives you, that raises you by 6 Amos. Reim Mala Chatzi Amma. The height of each step was a half Amma. The Shulcha Chatzi Amma. And the length, the depth of each step is a half an Amma. So if you have 12 steps, that's 6 Amos higher. So you have a level, then you go up 6 Amos. And then Tezvav Milas Oilad Metoicha. There's another 15 steps, which is the same thing. It would be 7 and a half amas. Now you have 13 and a half amas. Raise. You're already 13 and a half amas above the lowest point when you enter the first entrance. Which, what's these 7 and a half, what's these 15 steps for? This is 15 shirim ailas. Hayodas me'ez yisrael lezen nashim, that you go up from, you go down from yisrael lezen, or you're going up from lezen nashim to ez yisrael, 15 steps. Roim ma'ila chatzi amas, v'shil chatzi amas, again, the height of the half amas, so 15 steps and 7 and a half. So 7 and a half and 6 is 13 and a half. But Tanan, we learn furthermore, Beino Ulam Lemezbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Chav Beis Amma was a distance of 22 Amas, and Vishtaim Esrei Milas Hoyubo Esham, there was 12 steps there, which is 6 Amas, so now you have 19 and a half Amas. At this point now by the Mizbeach, you're 19 and a half Amas above the entrance when you entered. Rumai Lechatzi Amma, Shil Chatzi Amma. Okay, so that's good enough. So if you were to stop right there, standing outside, you still have a vision across, because remember the entrance, every entrance is 20 Amas high. So you had a half an Amma of vision, a line of sight that you can see straight into the Heichel. However, with Tanan, we learned Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Oyman, oh, Maila Hoysa Shama Goy Amma, there was one more step. There was one more step that was, this step was actually one Amma high, pretty high. Then the Duchen Nostan Allah, on top of that was also a platform, Voy Sholish Maila Shachatzi Chatzi Amma, where Levim stood, and each, there were three steps on the platform that there was a half an Amma tall where Levim stood. But there was a step in the Ezra's Kainin, there was a step of one Amma high. So, according to Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov now, how high was the Heichel from the down there? 20 and a half Ammas. Chachamim held 19 and a half, 20 and a half. Chachamim, you don't need to lower the eastern walls because you could have seen right through the entrance. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov has a problem. You can't see through the entrance. The only way you can see is above the walls. But above the walls too high, the walls have to be lowered substantially. So, if Rabbi Yaakov, you understand why they couldn't see exactly why it was the wall was concealed. You couldn't see. Your line of sight wasn't there. You could see through the opening. There's an extra spare half an amma. You can see your line of sight straight across the Eichel. So it must be that goes according to Chamim, Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov. So that's how we answer. Rabbi Yaakov is Midas. And Tommy to somebody else, and there's no steer to two Mishnahs. Now Rashi has two pshat, and we'll learn the first pshat, and we'll learn the second pshat. Rashi, Kolak Salim, about 15 lines in an hour line. It says Rashi, Kolak Salim Shah Yisham. Bechol binyanim ben halabayis, and the halabayis are you going to have a very tall moid? I'll show you call epsochim, shemen goyim cholam, every entrance, 20 amas tall, levad, min mashal, epsochim, harb moid. Besides the wall itself, that continues much higher than the entrance. The entrance alone was 20 amas high. Chutz mekaisel, mizrachis, what tachten, the ragli halabayis, said if it's the lowest wall of the entrance to halabayis, shemen nechmasin lecheil, shemen ezenoshim, that's the end of the cheil. If there's a noshim, umin acheil nechnosin, lez a noshim, nigo ez noshim, ez a noshim, lez a gdoilos, and this is the large azorah. Shekoyin ha-seidiv ez ha-pora oim v'ad ha-mishche, hu har ha-zeisim ha-sha p'nei shlaim, midu sh p'nei ha-koyin le-mayrif, to the-mayrif.
Why is it called ha-mishche?
Oil. Har ha-zeisim is oil. Mishche is shmearing oil.
Or maybe the moshe of the-pora or something like
that. No. This is moshe of the-chez, this is moshe, we do the oil, you smear it on the kalim and the cane and everything else. You see above the walls, so that's why the walls are low. So you can see above the walls through the gate of Hechel. You got the first wall is much lower, as you can see over it, and then you can see straight across to the other entrances to the Hechel. When you spray the blood, you see what it says. When you spray it facing the Almayid. If the Kaisel was too high, even though the gateways were all lined up, Shad Halabayas Kinega Shad Azanoshi, Shad Azanoshi, Kinega Shad Azora, Hagdela, Vishad Azora, Kinega Bezahiko, La Yogalita Bezahiko, couldn't see that Absach Lefisha, Lefisha, Ahor, Hailuch, Magbiva, Oil, Achi, Kaikev, Zahiko, Gavoya, Chof Amma, Yasim, Kaikev, Agdalabayas, because what happens is as you continue climbing up the har, the entry of the Hechel is more than 20 amas above the ground, and you can't see it through. The Nimtsas is Kufa's Hechel, Gavoya, Mashke, Pezahalabayas, it's higher than the lintel of the Harabayas entrance, for La Yuchalila, you cannot see Chol Pezahal, Derechal, but you cannot see it through that entrance. What do you mean talking about Tanan? We bring all these missions. Call Absachim, Bitnan, Lifni Menu, call Hani Tanan, Bitnan, the Kamaisi, all these missions bring you. Is Lefrushi has come to explain to the Mishkachas, we don't find the Ichsi Pischa Tatob, the Mazabai, Elabas Nyakiv. We don't find the only Kurab Nyakiv. Gavoyan Esimama, keep the Gavoyan Esimama 20 Ams high, the Mishkachas, we don't find Shinistim, Bemailas, Hahar, the Rabban. We don't find, according to the Rabban, that actually closed off, blocked your line of sight. The very first area section that you went beyond the first entrance. So you come the coven. This is made out of ladders. Kesrugi amitos shachabolim, a bed made out of ropes. Do that made out of wood. Weaving an aluksori in short, you're latish. They intertwine one on top of the other. Balachson and diagonally. We currently have a laz prudni. Yeah, I said, but then prudni. The next section is called Chel. It was an empty, it opens the space, flat land of Tanamis. Then Mishtemas, there were 12 steps, but within those Tanamis, there were 12 steps. That means there were 4 Amas of level land and then 6 Amas of steps. Shahar Magbiyam, and our Seidig mountain lifts from the Seidig, Achar Ezanoshim, Roim, Kol Maila Maila Chatiyama Havama, Harishola Kaka Ezanoshim, Yud Vavama, 6 Amas taller. Then we shall go the depth measure reich of a mile of Chatsiyama, half a mile of Urka, a whole reich of a hurl, it's off and done, and you can tie it with the mountain, north to the south. Then Tezva, mile is another 15 steps. Goyve karka ezis, or mezanoshim, the ezis was 15 steps higher, or 7 half amas taller than mezanoshim. Hadish Allah, you give me a mile of Chatsiyama, so far in total we have 13 half amas. Then the Tanam, the main Ulam is Beach, you made mile, and then between the Ulam is Beach, you have another 12 steps or 6 amas taller. Harishigover karka hechel mekarka rabbis. So the hechel starts 6 amas above the harabais. And the tachten comes out. Now the total is cha esrei amas v'chatzi. You have 19 half amas from the hechel, from the very entrance with all the steps. It comes out to 19 half amas, which means if you're standing on the harazaisim, if you look at the top part of the entrance, you have a half amas that you can see straight into the hechel. There was another step that was an amma tall, which raised now the hechel 20 and a half amas. Where was the step? He held it from the Ezes Yisrael to the Ezes Kainin, is a step high. You got to tie with. And there was a duchen, there was a platform full of vim bnei aliyah v'gvoya amav chetzi. That was an amav and three steps. That was an amav and half high, and where they stood. Uboy gimu ma'ashu chetzi amav she'olim al duchen. They go up to the platform. Now, I amav says Rashi v'shleim stama diktani dekaisel mizrachi namach lower. Can they lead us malasi above it? Derashari as a noshim as Israel as chalap as rechel. Rebbele makes us rebbelezi because he's 20 half amav. The islay ma'ale has an extra step. V'gvoya kakehech v'kaketachn chav amav chetzi. The ground is 20 half amav above the bottom ground. Therefore, you need to lower the walls to be able to see over the walls to see the hechel. Fine. We need therefore the front entrance to allow us to see in the height of the hegel. We need to lower the walls. The highest point, the entrance to the hegel is only 19.5 amas above the lowest point. There's still left over half an amma. You can see the entrance to the hegel through there. Why just lower the walls? So that's the answer we give. Okay.
According to the Chachamim, the Kohen is looking through the front gate, straight through all the gates alone.
He can't. Doesn't have to. He can't. It's Biro to see Pachamim.
But according to Rabbi Lozbi Yaakov, it's over the front.
Over the walls, exactly. So you have to lower the walls.
And then through the inner gates.
That's right. Comes along at Adam Rava says, Lav Davke. You want to bring a raya that this Mishnah must conform to Blezim and Yaakov, and therefore you decided that the entire Masechta Milah and Yaakov, Lav Davke, it's a big statement to make, and Lav Davke. I can find you another pshat why you had to lower the front wall to be able to see into the hegel, because something was blocking the hegel and nothing to do with the machleket of Yaakov Chachamim, and therefore your whole raya that the author of Midas of Yaakov, because that's the one mission in Midas that tells you that you had to lower the front walls, has nothing to do with Yaakov, because even according because there's another person that we have a problem with, and that is Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe the reason why they couldn't see through because of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the mice of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda has another problem. Not because the Hegel is much higher than the front entrance, because the Mizbeach was right there, smack against the entrance of the Hegel, and you couldn't see anything in the entrance of the Hegel. What's the Maisa? Time you learn, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha Mizbeach Memutze Ve'oimid Be'emtze Azorah. Where was the Mizbeach placed? Right smack in the middle of the Azorah.
Standing in front of the Mizbeach when the Shachit.
You know, about if you're standing in Harabayas on Har Zaysim and you're trying to spray the blood, you have to be able to see the Almayyad. The reason why you couldn't see the Almayyad is because the Mizbeach is blocking the view. You have a half an Amma, right? What do you say? You have a half an Amma, even according to Rabbi Yaakov says, you have a half an Amma or whatever it is, you have a half an Amma of the entry, you can see the line of sight, but there's something right there blocking the line of sight. The Mizbeach. If you lowered the walls, you see over the walls, you can see over the Mizbeach as well, because the Mizbeach narrows. The Mizbeach starts very wide, as you say, then it goes in an Amma, and then goes up another four Ammas, then there's a Saiviv, and then goes in an Amma, and then goes up another three Ammas. So the Mizbeach itself is two Ammas on each side in. So you can see, when you go, if you see above the Mizbeach, you can see on the side, between the Kanaim, you can see right through into the Hegel. That's the problem. The problem is not because of the 19 and a half Ammas or whatever, it doesn't help us. The Mizbeach is covering the entire width. But who says the Mizbeach is covering the entire width? That's Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the issue. Nothing to do with Rabbi Lezman Yaakov HaChamim. You've seen it. How was the Cheshman? The Mizbeach Mutzav Oymed B'emtz Azor Mil Azor V'shloishim V'shtayim Ammas. The Mizbeach was 32 Ammas itself, and then the Kevesh was 32 Ammas. The two together was 62. How is that possible? It should be 64. Because the Kevesh overlapped the Yisayid. There's the Yisayid and the Seviv. Remember, the Yisayid sticks out an Amma and the Seviv sticks out an Amma. The Kevesh went to the ramp, went straight to the top, to Kanaim. So there's two Ammas of the Mizbeach that was beneath the Kevesh. So you have 32 Kevesh, 32 Mizbeach, but together 62. And where was the Mizbeach? In the middle. Ushloishim v'shtayim Ammas ha'yuloi. There were 32 Ammas actually on the page. You know who said the lower walls had to be lowered? Rabbi Yehudi. That was Mizbeach v'yimem tzazorek. Negab sachim. That Mizbeach. It's like right middle zorek. Opposite the entrance. V'nim tzagoy v'yisayis. It was a Pesach. Hatachim. Comes out that the Mizbeach is blocking the front entrance. Shari ola karka. As you saw me karka. Tatni tezat yugim lama. V'chetzi amma. Koyinish gino Mizbeach. Remember, before you got to Mizbeach, it was 13 and a half Ammas. And then there were steps between the Mizbeach and Hegel 6. But Mizbeach gave a teisha, the Essim, the Shtayim, the Chetzim. Mizbeach was 9 Amas high. So you just add the Mizbeach. Forget the steps. The Mizbeach is 9 Amas high. You add the 9 Amas of Mizbeach, because the Kanaim was another Amas. And the Hatayim Mizbeach was 10. Take off the corners, you have 9 Amas high. 9 Amas and a half is 22 and a half. Impossible to see from the front entrance. Because according to him, it was standing right there by the entrance of Hegel. He couldn't see in. That's why he had to lower the walls. Says the Gemara. Eser Amis connected Pischa Shel Hegel. It was 10 Amis. The Mizbeach was 32 Amis, right? How to work? 10 Amis of Mizbeach was right smack across the entrance of the Hegel. That leaves you 22 Amis. 11 Amis to the north and 11 Amis to the south. The Hegel, Yudal of Amis, the Tzof and Yudal of Madorim. Nimtza Mizbeach, Mechuvin, Hegel, Vikaislav. The Mizbeach was covered the entire Hegel. Why? Because the entrance of the Hegel was 10 Amis wide. Then you had space, 6 Amas on each side, and then the walls are 5 Amas thick, so you had 5 and 6 is 11, and 5 and 11 to both sides is 11, which is covered, flanked by the Mizbech on both sides, and then the entrance was covered, blocked by the Mizbech. So the Mizbech covered the entire width of the Heikel, including the thickness of the walls. So that's a problem now. Rashi. So this one is, Rabban Rav says, you have no lion on the blessed Yaakov. Maybe it's a Yehuda. Maybe the author of Mizidus is a Yehuda. Rashi. And in other words, the Heichel itself is another 5 amas wide from the post inside. The entire width of the Heichel inside is 20. A doorway is 10. That leaves inside another 10, 5 of each side of the hole. And the walls are 6 amas thick. So a total of 11 amas each direction. The Reichel Neged, Bob, Shal, Ovid, Kaisel, 6 amas will thick the wall. It's fine, Shal, Heichel, very thick wall. The Mizbech is exactly covering. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara back.
The chamber is built within the walls. They
have
to be thick.
Yeah, okay, the toes. Says the Gemara, the Gemara says, can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says back to him, to Rabbi Rav, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Because the is talking about the Mizbech, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbech, Be'emza, Azorim, Mizkach, it's impossible that the Mizbech should be built in the middle of the Azor. Why not? Let's look at the Cheshbon. But tonight we learned, if you look at it north to south, east to west. So we're saying here, Kol Azara, the entire Azara Hoysa, Oidich, the entire Azara length was Meyev, Vishmeyne, Visheva, Al Reichiv, Meyev, Vishleish, Vichamish. The Azara was 187 long and 135 wide. Now we're going to break down exactly what it was. East to west, if you're going from east to west, this is the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash. So you're into the Beis Hamikdash now, you're walking to the end. This is how it was. It's Meyev, Vishmeinim, Visheva. It's 187 total. Mokim Dris is Ragli Yisrael, the section that Yisrael was Yura'al Vama. Yura'al was 11 Amma. Mokim Dris is Ragli Kaina section of Kainim was Yura'al Vama. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, there was a step of an Amma to go up between the two. Okay, so far you have 22. The Mizbeach was Shloishim Vishtayim. The Mizbeach was 32. So now you have 54 amas in length. Beno Ulim the Mizbeach and from Mizbeach to the Ulim to the entrance of the Heichel was Esim Vishtayim was 22. So now you have 74. Then the Heichel itself was Kuf Amos. That's 174. And then you have Yud Aleph Am, another 11, which is 185. Achayde Beis HaKapaydis. After the Kodesh Kedoshim, we went to the last wall, another space of 11 amas. Okay, so that's east to west. East to west is how you walk in the base. You walked in the east side, and you walked all the way to the west. North to south was with the base of Midrash. Minadarim Litzafim, from south to north, how's it work? Meya, Vishloshim, Vichamish is a total of 135. There's a total of 135. Now, this is all Masechta Midas. So we're going to prove from here that according to the Midas, the Mizbech was not exactly in the center. And if since Rav Yehuda holds exactly the center, it can't be that Masechta Midas is Rav Yehuda. What is the Cheshbon there, east to west? We learned from the north to south. Meya v'shloishim v'chamesh is only 135. And this is how it works. Hakevesh ha-Mizbech. Remember, the Mizbech itself was a square. So we used the Mizbech on both sides. The Kevesh ha-Mizbech, the ramp in the Mizbech, was a total of 60 v'shtayim. Remember we said before, 62. 32 and 32, but 62. Min ha-Mizbeach u'letaboyz. Then you go from the Mizbeach to the rings. They had rings on the floor where they took the animals and they used to spring them up to these rings. Or, you know, put a ring around their neck and attach them to these rings to prepare them for shchita. They took up ches amis. They took up 8 amis. Mokum hata. Now, the distance to get to the rings from the Mizbeach to the rings was 8 amas. They had a space the Kohen could walk around the Mizbeach. So it was 8 amas distance. Already you have 62, you already have 70. Then Mokum hata boys, how much space did these rings together for 8 rows of 4? Is Mokum boys, Esiv Arba was 24. That already 24 amas. So now you have already, it's 94 amas already of space taken up. Min hata boys, Lashukhodis. And then from the ring to the tables, where after they shechted the animal, they put them on the tables to be able to dissect the animals and so on, was Arba, was 4 amas. As another 4 amas. Now, it doesn't tell you here how much space the tables took up. It doesn't make it that in the Cheshbon here. And it actually tells it because in the Cheshbon Mefeder is that each table was an amma. So we'll assume they're all together is 4 amas, 4 tables, 2 rows of 4 tables. Then, Minal Shulchanis, Linanosin, from these tables to the Nanosin, it was like hooks. Where they used to hang the animals on after they stripped them open. They used to hang them on these hanasim. Is another arba, 4. Then min hanasim lekoisel azore. From the hanasim to the koisel, ches amas, 8 amas. and you still have some amas. If you add them all up, you still have 25 amas left. And the leftovers, what happened to the rest of 20 amas, 25 amas? Beinah kevesh ulukaisel umakim anasi was between the ramp on the other side and the wall, and the place of these the makim and anasi, we had these hooks. So if you look at the cheshbon, the mizbech was not in the epicenter of the azor at all. The mizbech was on the one side. Because from the mizbech and onwards, there's almost an equal amount going to the hooks, the tables, and then, you know, them, and all those things, and the rigs. Four tables there. We're talking about an ammo is the width. It was long, or the other way around. Whichever way you're looking at it, but one way is longer, and one way was. But right, we're talking about from north to south. There was only an ammo. East to west is bigger.
And it's very small.
It seems when actually all the tables are bunched together, so really it's four ammos.
He's allocating 12 ammos over there. He's saying it was.
We don't know what Rashi says. We'll see. Rashi says four amas.
Most of the work was done on the hooks, wasn't it? They strung the animal up and slid it. And
the hooks are after.
The hooks are afterwards. The hooks are after. The tables where they slid them open. The hooks are where they hung them up afterwards. Yeah, after they slid them open already on the tables. That's after they took it on the table. They took out the hook.
The tables weren't so long.
These are tables.
I'm along, but somehow that's. Well, I
don't know. I'm along, and there were four tables, and the tables were all bunched together, so they had plenty of space. Says the Bosi Rashi Mint. Says the Gemara, let's just finish this cheshbon. So we're trying to show you the Mizbech was not an epicenter, according to the Mishnah here, Midas, wherever we just lost the place. Three lines at the bottom. If you tell me the author of Midas Rabbi Yehuda, you don't accept Rabbi Yaakov. He says Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbech be'emtza Azorah mimishkach hazlo. Where do you find the Mizbech? Is right in the epicenter of the Azorah. Haruba Mizbech be'dorim koi. You follow the cheshbon, you'll see the majority of the Mizbech is actually on the south side. And Lav Shmamino can't be the Yehuda. So who is author of Midas? Why you have to lower the eastern walls? Must be Rabbi Yaakov Shmamino. Must be Rabbi Yaakov. Ben Yaakov holds. He holds 20 amas. And Ben Yaakov, the mizbeach attack was always in the south, so I didn't block the entrance. The problem was that you had to have a line of vision, and since the heichal was 20 and a half amas above the bottom entrance, that's why you needed to lower the walls. Rashi. The first narrow line in Rashi. It's a question. We're asking about the Ukmik Rabbi Yehuda. You want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Vista, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda. Nino, Mizbech, the Osabem, so Ezra, Liba, the Pisca, the Midas, Mimishka, how can you find it? Call Azora, call Hekev Azora, Hagadil, and the tire circumference is large. Azora, Eri Kubbe's arm was 187 arms long, over Teich, Oisa, Hekev, and inside the Hekev, Gavoya, Bai, inside my Rabbi, Fachotz, Mizbech, Azora, everything's in there. Heichel Meya Oyrich Im Kaisel Ulam. The Heichel was 100 amas, including the wall of Ulam, the Chalalai, and then inside the Kaisel Heichel, the Chalalai, the Amatraxin, and also included everything included inside the Amatraxin that separated the Kaisel Kedoshim, the Chol Beit Kedoshim, and the space of Kaisel Kedoshim, the Oyvia Kaisel Maravi, and the western, thickening the western wall, the Chalal, Hatei Achrav, and the room there afterwards, the Oyvia Kaisel Chitz, and the outer wall, Hachim Mifrashim, and the Midas, the Kamaisel, the Pedagotzile. All up, it's 100 amas. Now we explain the cheshbon. You're alav amah. You're mocking pony. There's another 11 amas behind the kodesh kedoshim. Ben kaisel atay lekaisel azora between the wall of azora and the last kaisel of the chamber. Hakevish and beev lepidish achshem mocking pony should be kevish or lekaisel. Right now we're not telling you yet how much space is between the ramp and the wall because we'll say at the end we just split it. The reimish lazora the seifik tunnel we mentioned. Achshem moin v'heilich ben adonim tov. Now we're counting from south to north, but we're starting from the beginning of the ramp and we don't tell you how much space is from the wall to the beginning of the ramp. It's fixed in the ground. What did they do with these rings? They supplied it. The next to the behemoth. We learned before that Kodesh Kodeshim Chatois. Where did they shecht on the north side? That's why the rings were on the north side. Shulchanas. What were these tables for? Shalein Madichim Kirve Kodeshim. They used to rinse the inside, the innards of the Kodeshim. Nanosim. Then they had these nanosim, these hooks. Amudim. They were pillars. Nemuchim. They were low. Hatkuim Bekarka. They were stuck in the ground. Unkuloyah Shabazak Foyim. And they had these metal rings attached to them, Shemehen, Toidlin, as a behemoth, they used to hang the behemoth, they suspended there to strip it open. There was from the 135 amas. We didn't calculate, they didn't give you a cheshbon, we didn't of every single amma. We still have some left over. What about the table? We don't mention how much space the table took up. So we have like 21. You divide it. We don't know what it is. Pasha is half and half. So we'll take half and put it between the ramp and the wall. So 21 amas. So it's like 10 and a half amas that we add to each side. It's 25 left over, but 4 amas we'll give to the Shulchanis. Leaves us 21. Half of 21 is like 10 and a half roughly. 10 amas each side we do from the ramp to the wall. And the other end from the nasin to the wall is 10 and a half amas each. So now if it's 10... If it's 10 amas, and the Mizbech itself is 62, that's 72. And the whole area is how wide? 135. 135, you divide that in half, is 77 and a half. Comes out that the Mizbech really is not covering the center of the, is not covering the center. It's on the south side. All of the Mizbech is on the south side. Ruben and Rebbe Donokoyle, if he minions there, according to the Cheshbon.
You pushed it across even more because you had room.
No, but this is had to be this way, for whatever reason, these Cheshbonis. Ruben and Rebbe Donokoyle, if he minions according to the Cheshbon, if you say half, the half of the width is 67 and a half, right? Because 135 divided in half is 67 and a half. The Mizbech is 72. So it took up a little bit. So the majority of the Mizbech was on the south side, a little bit into the north side. Croach a little bit on the north side. Reiche v'azara, shishim v'shiva v'chetzi, 67 and a half. Kshetiten mehem ha-koysel, tzefoynis, l'nanosin shmoyne, l'nanosin, l'shulchan ha-dal, how do you base? 12, umakam dal, l'shulchan ha-dzu, ein ha-pach, medal, minimum 4. See, that's just here. Tables took up 4 amas. Then I ches shulchanos or 8 tables can I mishkal them? And as soon as dal bereich arba nim to dal zu 8 zu bereich, we had 4 next to each other on two sides. Hari tezayin is 8, 16. Umisham le taboy is arba 4 hari chaf. Umokem at 24 bichav dal hari mem dal 24. Uminat at 44 altogether. Uminat taboy is lemezbeach is ches hari nun base. Umokem hari nasi ram is 62. Umachzah shuchatzi oide vanisha mahanoyz shleimana with the mentioned mishnah 10. Shari Meya Vesir Amas Mona, the Mishnah only counts 110, Mina Kevish Litzofen, Nishra Meya Shleishim Chamish, at least 25. Shari Chavazar Chafei, 25. Venit Nushulchan is Dalid, and we said before, minimum table took up before, so it's 21. Venisha Chaf Aleph, Ois and Tachlik, we divide in half the Mokam and Anosin, Chetzin, Chetzin, Ashni, and Kevish Litzofen, Harimin is Beach, Litzofen, Samach Bezim Machsim, is Beach, the north is 62 and a half. And Kishatitin Chamish Amas Hatzfeinishim is Beach, Alain and them, Hari Chetzi, Rechavazar. So the Mizbeach is right in the middle of the Azorah, Shehu's Tazamach Zayin, Amach, the 67 and a half. The 67 and a half is the midpoint of the Azorah. Nimtza Chav Zayin Amis min HaDremesh HaMizbeach Kolin B'chatzi Dremesh HaZorah comes out of 27 Amis point of the Mizbeach ends in the middle of the Azorah. V'nimtza, and you have another six, Nimtza Tzfoynish HaMizbeach Kolo L'Sav Tzfoynish HaChol HaPesach Eitz LaMezuzah. Comes out that the Mizbeach, part of the Mizbeach covers the entrance of the, so the Mizbeach actually covers the entrance, but doesn't cover the walls or the inner side, because the Mizbeach is the 72 Amma mark. 67 and a half Amma mark is the midpoint of the Azorah, but the Mizbeach goes for another 5 Ammas, 72 Amma mark, so the Mizbeach actually covers the entire entrance of the Mizbeach. And we'll soon see there's a problem with that. Say, Memokah Mizbeach, oh, so the Lucheda, there's a problem with that. The problem is, so the Mizbeach does cover the entire entrance. Even if you learn this cheshbon, the whole cheshbon made right now, okay, it doesn't cover the wall, the thickness of the wall of the Eichel, doesn't cover the space inside the Eichel, but it covers the entire entrance. The entire entrance is 10 amas wide, 5 amas each direction. But the Mizbech, remember the Mizbech is 62 amas plus the 10 we gave on the other side is 72. 72 is 5 amas into the north side, which basically covers the entire entrance, so you still got a problem. Which I even could admit, he's right, could be it's a Yehuda. So Rashi answers, but you can see above the Mizbech, because the Mizbech narrows. The Mizbech narrows. So therefore, from the 5 Amma mark, the Mizbech narrows 2 Ammas. So therefore, and remember, 5 Ammas mark is 13 and a half plus 5 is 18 and a half Ammas. So the 18 and a half Amma height point, the Mizbech is only really 2 Ammas in. So you can see around the Mizbech into the Hegel. So Rashi says, it's same mokum ha-Mizbech beis Ammas. Take away 2 Ammas, shall knitzes ha-Yisoid. The Hasayvim Nimtzet Sofen Chol LaPesach, the north side above the Sayvim mark Megula LeMayla Mechizakoyves Beis Amos. If you go higher, the Bech, you can see it goes 2 Amos in. The Yochel Lidus Koyin Shebereish Hara Mishchis. So the Koyin standing in Hara Zaysin. Remember, he's looking over the 19 and a half Amma mark. Right, that's only you only see the top half Amma, and that top half Amma, the Mizbech is much narrower. You can see straight into the Hechol. So it can't be of Yehuda. It can't be therefore that Mishnah that we follow Midas follows of Yehuda. Because Yehuda says entire Mizbech blocks the entrance. According to it, it doesn't block the entrance. You can see. Then Choyse Beis Amos through those 2 Amos as Pesach a Hechol. There are Pesach a Tachten. Okay. And then Rashi asks a bunch of other questions, which is complicated. Let's move on. So next Rashi. It's a raif meir Rabbi Zman Yaakov. Shmamino. Rashi. Elav shmam Rabbi Zman Yaakov. V'ich tzalei b'mayla yaseida. And therefore it's covered because he has an extra step between Ezer Yisrael and Ezer Kohen in the raising of the Amad Heichel. Now you cannot see with the line of sight from the Harazesim directly into the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichel, on the eastern side. Leib and Mizbeach, nothing to do with Mizbeach. The Shamin Leib, according to Rabbi Yaakov, why is Mizbeach blocking? The Shamin Leib and Yaakov, Shlishi Damar, he says, Kula Mizbeach B'Donokai, because he holds entire Mizbeach on the south side. He says, who told you to divide that extra space of 21 Amos? Half and half. And therefore the Mizbeach blocks a part of the entrance? No. He says that maybe there's only 5 Amos on this side between the wall and 15 Amos on the other side. So the entire Mizbeach is on the southern side. So Mizbeach is not blocking the entrance. It's not the Mizbeach is blocking. It's the fact that it's raised.
That's what I said before. You said I had to be there.
See, but Zakos doesn't agree. Before the Gemara assumed, since he doesn't say it has to be half and half, Zakos doesn't hold that. He's a Chatan. He can say whatever he wants. We call Chati Chola Pesach Megula. And the entire Pesach he holds it for the entire entrance is open. The Mizbech is not blocking anything whatsoever, the entrance. So it says the Gemara, and Rashi has a bunch of other questions, which is not like Rashi's style. Should we do the rest of Rashi? No, we'll stop. Because the next Gemara goes, gives another answer. Actually, let's just go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara further, I'll give you another answer. You want to know, you understood that there's a machlekes between the Mishnah and Tamid and the Mishnah and Midas, where exactly is this Lishchas Atlayim? Yeah, we had a machlekes whether Lishchas Atlayim is the southwest corner or is it the northwest corner. So he says it's not a machlekes. Right, one place is northwest corner, and the Midas is the south corner. It's not a machlekes. I'll give you another answer. Very simple. There's no machlekes in the Mishnah at all. There's no two authors. Rav Ada Brei Yitzchak Amar, Hai Lishchi. You know where this room was? Aktsuye Makse. It was not really on the corner. It was moved a little bit from the corner. It was a little bit towards the center. And therefore, depending which entrance you come from, you always looked at it as if it's from the other side. The Asim Mitzvah, if you're coming from the north and you're looking at it, it appears to you as Chazale Bedarim. It appears as if it's in the south corner. If you're coming from the south side, looks like it's on the north side. So it depends where you're counting from, this side or that side. That's all. Rashi, it's long. It was not a small chamber like the other one. It's a long chamber. And by medes b'marav u'marechet tzatzov, and it was on the west side, but it's sort of extended to the north side. The Dorim and South at Kodol and Mitzoyish Mekam Akan. It actually seems to be learning that it took off most of the wall. It covered most of that western wall and it encroached the northern side and the southern side. So depending where you come from, that's how you always saw it on the other side. Udasi Mitzoyish, coming from the north, you say, Ms. Chazileish, Meshuchel, Tzad Dorim, the Dorim, more to the south. Udasi Mitzoyish, if you're walking from the south side, Ms. Chazileish, Meshuchel, Tzad, it looks like it's on the north side. There's no steam between the two missions, no machlek, is nothing. It's just all relative. And we'll prove it tomorrow. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shah.